Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we finished with verses 10 through 13. Let's listen as today we begin chapter 2, verse 14.
Firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today. We're in Joel chapter 2, and we're going to begin with verse 14, and we'll even look at a time when God returns and repents, okay? So don't miss out on this over these next few days as we get in here in this new year of 2017. And so I hope that this will be a special blessing to you as you follow us along verse by verse. Many of you listened to our question answer for December, and if you listened to that and it was a blessing to your heart, let me encourage you to write us, and we will try to answer your questions by email. And as you know, when we read the mail over, when we read it over the radio in our Q&A time, we do not use names in there so as to keep you and to keep us from having any problems. And I hope that you'll do that. Now, over the next few months, when I start a new section each time, I'm going to make this same announcement, so get ready for it. But I want you to go with me to Israel. Listen, this is definitely the trip of a lifetime. And we'll be going, flying out of JFK Airport, New York, straight to Tel Aviv, Israel. We'll be there November 6th through 14th. 2017. You can go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org, which our announcer gives you at the end of each day's broadcast, and scroll down to the top middle of the page, and you'll see something about the trip to Israel, the Holy Land, and we want you to click on. It has the prices, everything involved. Now, it's $27.93 from JFK, and that includes your expenses, your breakfasts, your suppers, and your round-trip tickets from New York to Israel, of course, and back. But it does not include your lunches each day nor the souvenirs that you buy, so that will be totally up to you. In addition to that, we have our people that are living here in Florida. We'll be setting up a flight from Orlando to New York round-trip. And so that will be an added expense if you should so desire to fly with us out of there. But all the details, again, are on our website. We have to have a $300 deposit by April the 17th. And so if you want to go with us, you make sure you get that $300 deposit in. Let me ask you to do this as well. Send your pastor to go with us. And if your pastor comes with us, and I know he's coming, then I will set up a place for him to preach over there in Israel. As a matter of fact, if he wants to do some baptizing over there, if you want to come with him and get baptized, we often have people get baptized in Israel that were already baptized here after their salvation. But we do it because there's just something special about being baptized in the Jordan River that Jesus was baptized in. And also, it is a witness to those Jews that we identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you'd like to do that, come on. As a matter of fact, I've always told pastors, if they don't have anybody that's with them to baptize and they want to baptize somebody, they can baptize me. I don't mind that at all. And boy, I tell you what, your pastor could go out and just say, I baptize that old sinner, Andy Bloom. And that would be great. You know, that would be fine with me. So I hope that you'll talk to some of the deacons of your church. You may be a deacon, and think about this trip for your pastor and his wife. for November 6th through the 14th of 2017. We would love to have them come along. It may be just the pastor or maybe the pastor and his wife, but send them. Let them know that you care. And by the way, I'll tell you what, when your pastor gets back, you'll have a better pastor and preacher. And if you go with us, you'll enjoy reading your Bible all the more as it comes alive on that trip. So join us November 6th through the 14th in the trip of a lifetime. Go with me to Israel. Now, secondly, it is a great privilege for the Lamp and Light broadcast to also be the home of radio station WTYG. And we are a part of the FBN network of radio stations. Now, we do make some minor changes, but we carry at least 60% or more of the FBN programs. And sometimes we may have to move a program from a different time slot, but we mainly keep the same schedule. For example, we come on at 2:30 Eastern on the FBN schedule, and we do right here at home as well. Now, what we have done is that we've taken old programs from years past, and we're running them. One example is, I believe that right now we're doing the Book of Revelation. Well, that doesn't come on until 7:05 in the evening. And so if people want to listen to it, they can on our radio station. Now, you can go to our website and click on to the microphone there, and that'll take you right to WTYG in our radio station. You can listen to it through the internet instead of having to be in Ocala and listening to it on the radio. But you can also take it with you on your mobile device. And if you have the smartphone, go to the Android App Store. Or if you have the iPhone, go to the iTunes Store. Look up WTYG and install our app and listen to it wherever you go. WTYG, it's absolutely free. We call WTYG, we say, we thank you, God, for God provided the radio station that is filling Ocala with the wonderful gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so you can put our app on your cell phone and follow us. We'd love to have you as one of our listeners. Our church services, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, are all on the radio station live. And so we would love to have you join us. If you're not in church at the times that we meet, join us for that special time in God's Word. And as we do every day, preaching the word as it is to men as they are. Well, I hope that you have your Bibles ready now. We're going to go to Joel chapter 2 as we continue in our study. And today we'll be starting with verse 14. So I hope that you're there. Now, we saw when we last program, we finished out verses 12 and 13, the call to repentance. And we've seen in that call to repentance that we are to tear from all that offends our holy God. And we thereby show our love and trust to Him when we turn from that which offends Him. What God wants may be completely contrary to the world and our fleshly desires, and it may go against the grain of many religious people. But it may be the thing that helps us accomplish a God-given goal. Now, not my goal, not your goal, but a God-given goal that enhances a greater reward and a greater eternity in heaven for the saved man. Now, we recognize that on this side of heaven, Jesus said, they hated your Lord, they'll hate you also. If you're going to follow Him, you're not going to be the most popular man. You say, I've seen preachers, oh, they're so popular and so well-liked. Yeah, and many times they've compromised. Sometimes there are preachers that are good, solid men, but you've only seen them in their crowd. And so when the other crowd hears them, they get upset. The Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, should I say writing down the words the Holy Spirit gave him, is that he said that we are the offscouring just like the stuff you scrape off a pan that's had the food burnt into it. You're the offscuring of this world. In other words, they look at you as yuck when you stand in Jesus Christ. And that's to be expected. Satan is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us. So the god of this world is going to hate righteousness and true holiness. So when you walk that way, then you are on the Lord's side, but you are in the devil's territory and you have an enemy. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. But in like manner, if you're suffering persecution, being accused falsely, Jesus said, and Jesus never lied, said, great is your reward in heaven. Now, he says it's great. My friend, it is great. So I hope that you will, just as they say, go to the bank with that one, because it's so, so true. In salvation and in rededication, the Lord says in Isaiah 1 and verse 18, come now and let us reason together. Now, I remember old President Johnson, when he was alive and was president of the United States, he'd say, as the prophet Isaiah said, come now and let us reason together. Well, no, that was the Lord that said, come now and let us reason together. Isaiah just wrote it down. So we're to come and reason together, the Lord says. But that reasoning is not God compromising anything of his holiness or person. It is not God meeting you halfway. Rather, it is God devising a way for us to have fellowship with him. Yes, to be reconciled to him, but it is his way, which is the only way. So let us look at this with that thought in mind of what it means when God returns and repents. So we read in verse 14 here of Joel chapter 2, who knoweth if he, speaking of God, will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Now, we must keep Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 11 in mind. There we read this, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God. Now understand, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So as he lives forever. And so what he's going to tell you here is a forever truth. So he says, as I live, thus saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.